Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Finance MEC Francois Rogers says Treasury's long-awaited guarantee for Itala will force the repayment administrator appointed by the Prudential Authority to withdraw. He's described the step as a breakthrough that clears the way for the entity's depositors to access their money after months of uncertainty. The MEC says the 2.2 billion rand guarantee will help stabilize the institution. It follows the freezing of accounts in January when the Prudential Authority took control and applied for a provincial liquidation. During earlier court proceedings, the Reserve Bank body told the court it would consider withdrawing the liquidation application if Itala could prove that depositors' funds were safe. Rogers says the guarantee clears the way for Itala's future to be finalized. He was speaking at a briefing where the Premier announced yesterday that depositors will soon regain access to their money.
And his duty and his responsibility is then with the commercial bank that's been identified to do oversight of the repayment of those loans. That is an undertaking we were given. We were also given an undertaking at that meeting that the Prudential Authority would stop its liquidation application. So once the National Minister has signed the document, which the Premier and I signed on Saturday, it means all of the legal interventions in Itala should now cease.
Itikmini says it's fully prepared for the 1.3 million visitors set to descend on our shores over the year-end holidays. The municipality has assured residents and holidaymakers that water quality tests are continuing at beaches. Newswatch's Nashera Sadial reports.
The city says all 23 beaches are safe for swimming. Officials have issued a statement about bathing, particularly as it gears up for the busy festive season. According to the municipality, all swimming pools along the Golden Mile have been cleaned and filled with fresh water. But Etiquinis warned beachgoers that swimming under the influence of alcohol is strictly prohibited. Jumping off the pier at the beach is also not allowed. The city says instructions from law enforcement officers, lifeguards and pool supervisors must be obeyed at all times. Last month, 500 lifeguards were deployed to Etiquinis shores to boost safety. Meanwhile, Durban officials say they've pulled out all the stops to ensure that holidaymakers coming to Durban have a memorable and enjoyable experience. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Gauteng High Court in Pretoria has reserved judgment in former President Jacob Zuma's appeal against a ruling ordering him to repay 29 million rand in state-funded legal fees. The court ordered Zuma in October to repay the money. It found the legal payments violated principles of public accountability and the rule of law. Between 2005 and 2019, the state covered Zuma's legal costs for his corruption trial defense. The former president's legal team argues that it isn't justifiable that Zuma should be liable to pay this amount. And Hong Kong's leader has appointed an independent committee to probe last month's deadly fire at a residential complex. Authorities say material that fell short of fire resistance standards allowed the flames to spread quickly, killing 151 people. The city's leader, John Lee, has added that the committee would be led by a judge. He says authorities identified several failures and that reforms will be needed in safety, supervision, construction and maintenance standards. Back home, it's already bucketing in parts of KZN this morning. Here's a reminder about that level 2 severe thunderstorm alert. It covers most of the province, but forecasters say areas in the northwestern region could be badly affected today. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning could lead to flooding on roads and in low-lying areas. A look at our lead story. Finance MEC Francois Rogers says Treasury's long-awaited guarantee for Itala will force the repayment administrator appointed by the Prudential Authority to withdraw. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.